This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sal next and Evan and Tiki at 2 p.m. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All righty. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow morning. As always, New York.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Look, Al's got a rice cake in front of his cup. In front of his stuff.
My what?
Yankees baseball is on. WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. WFAN
Sports Flash. And the support brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We'll start with the good. That would be the baseball. The Yankees taking game one from the Guardians. 5-2 home runs from Soto and Stanton and Carlos Rodon. 6 innings, 3 hit ball, 9 strikeouts. Was this one of your best starts?
It's up there. I've never pitched in the ALCS before. So this is my first time. So, I mean, There's no bigger stage in baseball, so I would say it's definitely up there.
Yankees go for the 2-0 series lead tonight. Gerrit Cole, Tanner Bibee, the starters. First pitch right here on The Fan with John and Susan at 7:38. As for the Mets, the grand slam from Mark Vientos. New York beating L.A. 7-3 to even things up in a game apiece. Francisco Lindor led off the game with a home run. Game 3 at Citi Field tomorrow night. The bad part would be the Jets. They lost to the Bills 23-20, had numerous opportunities to take the lead, missed a couple of field goals at the end. Aaron Rodgers picked off. Certainly sounds like Rodgers and Mike Williams not on the same page on the final throw that the Bills intercepted.
Two verticals, you know. Allen's down the seam, Mike's down the red line. So I'm looking at Allen. He puts his hand up. Three guys go with him. So I'm throwing a no look to the red line. And when I just peek my eyes back there, he's running a inbreaker. So it's got to be down the red line.
And it wasn't, and they wound up losing the ball game. Diana Rossini reporting the Jets have given Hassan Reddick's agent a small window to find a trade partner. The Jets take on the Steelers Sunday night. Wins for the Rangers, Islanders, and Devils. Devils skate at Carolina this evening. This report brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety and by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. It's 50 in Central Park. That's what's happening. I'm Jerry Recco on Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
New head coach, new play caller, same results, BT, as the Jets yet again, almost as predictable as the clock. The Jets lose again at home, Monday Night Football. Another terrible, disappointing performance from your Jets.
Listen, I hate this team, and I officially hate football. I honestly loathe and detest, and I abhor football. I hate it. So, you know what's funny about this, too? Usually, after the pick one, pick anyone, after all these Jet losses, right? I've felt a little bit better about the loss because I had a target to pound. And that was Robert Saleh. Yeah. Nothing personal, but it was easy to just take the loss and then rechannel, like redirect it and feel, I know it sounds crazy, feel a little bit better about it. All right, I aired out the grievances, the head coach stinks, and like it got me, I guess, through whatever I had to get through. You know who I'm blaming today? How about the players wake up and actually start doing their freaking job? Breece Hall, all right? Hey, Breece, you tap dancing or are you playing football? Lower your pants. We just watched that play again. You watched it. I was watching with a half on my laptop. He got the ball in midfield. The seam opens at the 40. Guy runs 23 miles an hour, right? First of all, he should have won the race. He didn't. And instead of tap dancing, right, like Fred Astaire, put your pads down and run through somebody's chest. Number one, Mike Williams sucks. Honestly, Mike Williams stinks. I thought Mike Williams fantasy, Mike Williams Chargers. He's terrible. I mean, I know he's coming off an ACL. He's not very good. I don't even think he knows the playbook, right? Garrett Wilson, he's a stud. Catch the ball in the end zone. You want to be one of the star wide receivers in the NFL, Ja'Marr Chase, and all the other superstars. I know you got hit. I know that was a pop from the front and the back. I get it. I would drop the ball. I'm not an NFL wide receiver. Catch the ball. Ruckert. Catch the ball. And I could just bash everybody. Can somebody explain to me why Ashton Davis, I think Ashton Davis has been here for 10 years, and every time I see number 21, I'm like, this kid stinks. Why is he on the team? They don't tackle, and from the outset of this game, Sal,
I want to hear it.
It was so apparent that the Buffalo Bills wanted it more. And it's tricky to identify that as a non-player or as a non-coach. But you guys watched the game with us going back and forth between the Yankees. I'll tell you how I did the juggle later. I want to hear how you did it as well. Nice job by you, Mets. I'm watching this, right? I'm saying the first series, Buffalo's just... they're destroying the Jets. They're running through them like it's one of those little padded, you know, tackle dummies in training camp. Like the Jets weren't even there. And then still, the big, badass Jets defense, which you always say is overrated. They had a couple timeouts. They had Allen pinch back. And the first play, they give up 5.5 yards. Set the tone. They get a couple on the next one. They finally got a stop. And then Josh Allen ran for a first down, and it's lights out. Now, I don't know, and I don't even care if it's lights out for the Jets season, like whatever, beat Steelers, the Patriots, whatever. All I know is this team is, I hate them. I can't say it anymore. I honestly hate the New York Jets. And last night, and I've never thought this, I've kind of thought it, but I really thought it last night. I said to myself, I mean this in all sincerity, I don't know why I made my poor son a Jets fan. You know, we watched the whole game. He stayed up and watched the whole Yankees and Jets, right? Mommy let him. Didn't have much of a choice. He stayed up no matter what. I don't care about school today. He's watching the Jets. Deal with it. And he goes up, and he was broken. Like, he thought 10 different times the Jets were going to win that game, as did I. They should have won the game. The crowd was revved up. And once again, the incompetent, soft, loser Jets show up at the most inopportune time. I'm used to it. I'm not desensitized to it yet, as you can tell by my emotions. But I feel today the season's over.
Do you think you're more upset because you believed in this team and had hope? And they let you down yet again.
There's no doubt. Like, that absolutely ties into it. I mean, it's been most of the years during this run of, 14 years, no playoffs, 13, whatever it is, longest run in North American team sports without a playoffs. Most of the years, you're like, all right, maybe if this happens, maybe if that happens, maybe if Donald progresses, maybe if Zach gets better. Like, maybe you hang around and maybe you get into the last month of the season with a chance to have a chance to be a wild card, maybe. No, this is different.
Yeah, because with other teams, I feel like you would be, and I'm not smarter because I'm not trying to be disrespectful in that way, but with the Jets, there's something there with you that is, you're beyond the unkillable stuff, and you want to believe so much that I think sometimes it does get in the way at least a little bit, like my cataracts that I can't see. Like, you have, like, cataracts with the Jets to where you can't see the reality is that this team is a dysfunctional mess. And if it's not one thing, it's the next thing. And while Aaron Rodgers is certainly better than anything we've seen in years as far as the quarterback goes, there's still a long ways to go. Now, you could say that there was a bullcrap holding call on Smith. I don't know how you have holding from the 3-yard line or whatever it is. God like, almighty. Think about that.
I know.
How do you have time to hold?
Yeah.
It's a run play from the 3-yard line, whatever it is. You're telling me there's going to be a holding call on that?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous, but that's just one thing. I mean, and then people could say, well, the missed field goals. Yeah, sure, but also the Hail Mary. Like, the Hail Mary, and I know Rodgers has done that before, but that's a fluke thing.
Yes.
The biggest thing for me was that the Jets drove the football, start the game, field goal, okay, all right, whatever, you take it. The damn defense. The defense is supposed to be the strength of this team, and yet they get run right over. And we talk about the Bills and not being the same. They don't have Stephon Diggs. They don't need him because you don't make him throw the football because you can't stop the run. If it's not one thing, it's another. Not to mention the 10 billion flags that were thrown during that disgraceful performance last night from both teams. But the one thing that we kept talking about and heard about, okay, Robert Saleh, maybe his biggest weakness as a head coach, and he had a lot of them, lack of accountability. Was there any accountability? Was there any change in watching a Jeff Obrick-led Jets team last night versus a Robert Saleh-led Jets team? If anything, it looked even worse. I mean, my God, BT, it's the same stuff with this team, and it's not going to change until they fix the foundation properly.
They are legend killers. I told you, like when Piper ended the legend of Jimmy Snuka with the coconut, the Jets end the legend of quarterbacks. They did it to Brett Favre. They're doing it to Rodgers right now. Do you realize, and this is what makes it so much tougher, like if you told me either the day that they got him or at the start of training camp this year or the day before week one this year, hey, early in the season, all right, halfway into October, in three straight games, Aaron Rodgers is going to have the football with a chance to win the game for the Jets. And I would say, by the way, I got my green stick.
Green.
Kick the shoes up. We're good. We're at least 2-1, probably 3-0, 0-3.
And I'll be honest with you, last night, you know, I picked the Bills, and I just, there was something, the time I got sucked into the Jets was the Viking game. I'm like, this will be the spot where, coming off that brutal Denver loss, nobody's really expecting it. It's a 5-0, whatever, Viking team at the time. Maybe the Jets will show up. And then they get behind way too early. They come back. And again, just another frustrating performance in a game that they could have won, but didn't. It was at that point that I said, I cannot back this team blindly anymore. But even with that being said, that game was there for the taking 19 freaking times over.
Yep.
And right down to that drive, I'm saying, all right, this is where Rodgers is going to, they'll drive. They're not going to rely on the kicker here. Mm-hmm. They're going to drive the field because Buffalo defense hasn't been great. The Jets have been moving the football on them. This will be it. And then the intercept, like, I mean, it's just, it's one thing, it's another thing, it's the next thing. It's always something with this damn team. They can't help themselves, even with the greatness of Aaron Rodgers.
Sal, we could sit here for 20 more years, Lord willing, and if Woody Johnson still owns the team.
Uh-oh.
All right.
What happened? Accident? What?
No accident.
What happened?
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Ian Rappaport reports. Jets are working on a trade to get Devontae Adams.
Yeah. And you know what? You know what my reaction is? Too late. I honestly don't even care. And I know it's not too late, but it feels too late. Great. They'll get him, and, you know, he'll make plays, I guess, and they'll lose by a point.
He's not going to solve anything.
What are we doing here? I hate this
game. He'll
team.
Make the quarterback happier, and he's not going to rip. And by the way, I know we want to get into that and play that cut that we heard with Jerry. Yeah, this is so predictable. Yeah. It's so predictable. You wake up today, you get the Reddick news, which we're going to get to later on anyway. But you hear the Reddick news. Okay, now his agents are requesting a trade or whatever. The Jets said that they
gave him
permission to trade. Fine. What do you think's going to happen then? You know what's going to happen. They're going to go try to get Devontae Adams. Like, that's going to solve everything. You're 2-4. You're a dysfunctional mess. A wide receiver past his prime, even though he's Aaron Rodgers' best buddy or whatever, is not going to fix it. I'm sorry, it's not.
By the way, thank you, Huff. It's actually, the wording is completing a trade, so not, you know, it's basically
not working. They're completing a trade for star Devontae Adams.
Do we know any of the pieces? Is Reddick involved? Is Mike Williams? I'm getting something. I don't even care. It's a week too late. He should have been out there last night.
I want to
help
you
today. See, this is what I mean about the Jets. Everybody knew that he was going to get traded. And now, the game that defines their whole season, I know that they could recover 2-4. I'm not banking on it. I know that they could. But last night was the night for Devontae Adams to be in green and white. And now you're going to get 2-4. All right, so he'll play against the Steelers, win, lose, whatever. Like, it's just, they're so ass backwards, the Jets. Everything that they do is ass backwards. And I started to say this before, Hoff. Thank you for that, Hoff, about the news. Even though I don't really care, I'm not moved by it that much because I'm still pissed off at this, and I don't think it changes. We could be sitting here 20 years from now, God willing, and if Woody Johnson, hopefully he's still alive and healthy, if Woody still owns the team, it's going to be the same song and dance. The Jets ownership is awful. That's it. There's nothing else to interpret. It's not about the wrong draft choice at quarterback or the wrong OC or the wrong head coach or the wrong this or the wrong stadium or the wrong turf. It's the wrong owner. That's the problem.
And if I were to ask you why all of a sudden we wake up this morning after what we saw last night, why the Jets got or trying to get Devontae Adams now or whatever, completing a trade, why do you think?
Why? I'm going to tell you why. Yeah. Because, and I believe we have the cut if we can play this. Let me just set it up here. Mike Williams ran the wrong route, and Aaron Rodgers basically took the Aaron Rodgers bus and just drove right over him. Let's get a listen to this. Now, it's a little like concept stuff, so it's a little, you got to really pay attention, but there's no doubt he just buried his receiver.
I'm looking at Allen. He puts his hand up. Three guys go with him, so I'm throwing a no-look to the red line. And when I just peek my eyes back there, he's running an inbreaker. So it's got to be down the red line.
So were you throwing that spot? To come back to it?
No, I was throwing to the red line, but when I got to about here, I realized he was running an in-breaker, so I had to kind of adjust it a little bit. But the play is two guys vertical, one guy down the seam, one guy on the red line.
Okay. Two vert, one seam,
red line.
Bottom line is, I threw it where I was supposed to throw it, and my wide receiver left me hanging. He ran the wrong route. Get rid of him.
But for me, it's the owner.
Yeah, I think it really is.
I think the owner who said...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
He fires Robert Saleh.
I can't even look at this Jets helmet.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
What do we got? Pete, let me give you the play. Oh, that stupid thing. Yeah, just don't throw it in my direction.
The owner, he fires the head coach and says that I expect the wins to start happening like now.
They lose at home, Monday Night Football, another embarrassing primetime performance. And then he wakes up this morning, and whether it's a conversation with his quarterback or just him saying, we need to go get Devontae Adams. And he thinks that that's going to be the difference, when it is, in fact, not going to be the difference.
Sal,
he just doesn't get it.
It doesn't end, man. It's funny, and I know I've said this a few times, but we all love him. And I'm sure Joe will be on with Evan and Tiki later, so you have a little share of Joe later. As much as I love Joe, and I played golf with Joe, I really love Joe as a human. He's a great guy. And I listen to him like everybody else. For years, as much as I love him, I'd say, damn, this guy is just so damn negative. He's right. All these years, Joe's the smart one in the room. He's right.
I want to be here for you today as your partner. I want to be able to help you get through this. Because, like I said, I've been able to see through this. I don't have that attachment that you do to this team, believing in your team. I respect that belief. And I do think that there was some reason to finally believe.
Well, like, it was rooted in a pretty talented roster. I mean, it's not like I'm sitting there with, you know, four turnstiles on the O-line and, you know, Tim Boyle's still trying to throw it and Jeremy Curley is the number one receiver.
Right, I get it. There was
they had talent. They still do.
There was some talent, but there was a lot of hope sprinkled in there.
Well.
And now a 2-4, again, like...
Yeah. Go ahead. Finish.
I'm serious. I want to help you.
Are you serious?
Yes. Okay. I'm serious. Right, I want to help you understand.
I'm beyond help. You can't help me. Nobody can help me. Nobody can help us. And who's going to help us?
The first step
Where's
is
the help come from?
The first step is acknowledgement. So once you acknowledge
I hate them. Right. There's the acknowledgement.
But once you acknowledge
the worst, then what is the worst owner of football? Acknowledgement number three.
Right. And
what else do you
acknowledge
need?
That the foundation is broken.
Oh, yeah, foundation's it never broken. It's never built.
There's not going to be a Super Bowl. Can you get me?
That I refuse to say. I
didn't say divisional playoffs yet. I was going to get there.
We're playing until January. Yeah, no kidding, idiot. The Super Bowl's in February, you dope. Oh, listen, what do you want me to say?
Right.
I know Jet fans are riled up. That is crazy with the Devontae Adams. What's up there?
Can I ask a question? Because I'm being serious here.
Yeah.
You know, you fire Saleh, who, if they don't make the playoffs somehow this year, Douglas is probably gone.
Let's end the probably. Gone.
By the way, do we even know Joe Douglas wants to be back?
Do we want him back is the question. But here's a real... Is Rodgers going to be here at the end of the year?
I have no idea. I really don't know.
What are we doing here?
That's a great question, and it's probably one that, we're going to have to attack with vigor if this thing keeps going the wrong way, which, spoiler alert, probably will. But now that Adams is coming here, do I think that maybe incentivizes Rodgers? Because I would imagine it's going to be a restructure with Adams, a year tacked on. We got to get the additional contract. He's not coming here. He's going to get another year, I promise you, and a few more bucks. And I think because of that, Rodgers will probably, will definitely want to play with his buddy. But at that point, what's it mean? He's 41 next year.
I got something on the details, by the way.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so Schefter puts out it will be for a conditional third-round pick that can go to a second-round pick.
So it's done?
Based on production. Okay.
Expected to get finalized today.
Okay, and any no update on like when he's going to be here, when he'll play? You would expect he might be able to play Sunday night,
I think the hamstring was kind of
fake thing.
You keep me off the field. Oh, yeah. I mean, you get him in the building tomorrow, tonight. He's definitely going to play Sunday. But
I'm seeing some regeneration in you.
Listen, dude, come on. You've known me long enough. By the time Sunday rolls around, now everything I said, I stand by.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, I'm not going to deviate from that. They got pushed around last night. You know, they were soft.
They did run
Breece
the football
Hall,
a little bit better.
I know they did. I thought that they would. But Breece Hall not lowering his pads at the three when he had a 35-yard head start. It's unacceptable. And all the other things I hit, I don't need to be repetitive. By the time Sunday comes around, because I'll be riding high on my Yankees, feeling extra good as we get ready to dust those chumps maybe in 4 or 5. I will be feeling really giddy on Sunday night. So, by the time they kick off on Sunday, I'm sure your partner's going to be a little bit better than right now. But right now is actually the real emotion. The Sunday emotion's going to be a fake one.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. We'll work in your calls. 888-808-1019. So not only the Jets losing on Monday Night Football, but the breaking news, they're getting Devontae Adams. Hey! Super Bowl, baby! Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan talking Jets, dealing with the breaking news of Devontae Adams being traded to the Jets. Hey, Hoff, you broke down that trade for us before. Did the Jets get a kicker in the trade as well? With Devontae Adams? Or?
I did not see
okay,
that
so
at
still
all.
No kicker, and we don't know about the offensive line as well. I mean, look, BT, I know it's exciting to get Devontae Adams. You've been talking about it for a couple weeks. It does feel like it's too little, too late, and also I just don't fundamentally believe that what Devontae Adams brings is going to fix this football team that sits now at 2-4.
Yeah, I mean, certainly not going to fix everything, that's for sure, but, you know, I mean, if, and I don't know the answer, I can surmise the answer is a favorable one for the Jets regarding this, but if he's running that route instead of Mike Williams last night, does it end up that way? Probably not.
No.
You know, I'm not sure if he holds on to the ball that Garrett Wilson dropped in the end zone. He did get popped from both sides. I get it was a tough play, but Devontae Adams might hold on to that. So it doesn't change the fact that the Bills just ran down the Jets' throats and the Jets tackled like a bunch of softies. That will change nothing. But there was more of a commitment to the, like, there were some good things. But the crazy thing, like, I went to bed last night. It was obviously late. I watched some of the, then I went back to the Yankee post game shows. It was doing our job. Like, I know you're up late as well. Like, even though the Yankees, and I loved everything about Rodon, and we'll get to them in a bit, and everything that happened, I actually, like, I felt like the Yankees lost. Like, the Jets took away, and even, I was even happy with the Mets. It was a great game. Right, Lindor going yard, first batter, it was great.
Jets but left the bed.
It just, yesterday was an amazing New York sports day. Everybody won, but the Jets. Literally everybody, but the Jets.
Yeah, Rangers, Islanders, Devils, everybody. As well, you throw them in there.
Yeah, not the Jets.
BT and Sal on the fan, let's hear from you guys. Chris is in Coney Island. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys? I'd say good morning, but it's definitely not a good morning.
Yeah, usually isn't with these losers. Yep.
It is for
what's
me.
What's going on, Chris?
It's brutal. I want to know, and I know you guys have already, but when we can start putting the blame on Joe Douglas.
Yeah,
every single acquisition he's gotten in the last 2 years have been dreadful.
Well, that's Tyron not true. Smith, that's not true.
All right. I'll take it back a second. I'm sorry. Tyron Smith, you get an all-world left tackle, he becomes Mekhi Becton.
He was terrible last
Mike
night.
Mike Williams, jump ball machine. Last time I checked, he can't catch any jump balls on the floor. Then you got Javon Kinlaw from the Niners, who you said was going to help stop the run.
Yep.
The guy, all he does is just commit penalties.
Yep, three of them.
You trade John Franklin Myers for nothing. You acquire Hassan Reddick. You're going to trade him before he even plays a snap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are we doing around here? I mean, the team, I think, as Jet fans, we tend to overrate the roster a little bit.
Yep.
And it's cost us big time. They also, I mean, the kicker. In camp, they had a young kicker. I think his name was Seabird or something. He was knocking down kicks all summer. Connor Hughes said he couldn't miss. And Joe Douglas decided, now we're going to stick with the veteran, who's now kicking at a 60% clip, the worst of his career.
Yeah, he stinks. They got to, and thanks for the call, Chris. Greg, the broken leg. Like, it's time to move on and get a real kicker here. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, BT. There's too many problems that it's not Devontae Adams, the new shiny toy that's going to be a distraction for a little bit and give you hope, even against what you know deep down is fundamentally broken.
Yeah.
It's going to give you hope and get you excited, and you start to think, well, you know, Rodgers to Adams, which is a legit thing. It could be a big-time connection.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not how you win football games. I'm sorry.
No, you're not wrong. I mean, listen, the reason I said this to Sal yesterday, I thought the Jets were going to win. They didn't, obviously. But one of the reasons why, you know, whether I overstated or, you know, got a little bit maybe too emotionally invested in what the Jets could be this year, which, by the way, on paper, I don't think that I did. I think I said 11-6, you know, right there for, you know, one of the better teams in the AFC. All right, that's not going to happen in all probability. But my thing about, you know, like why I was bullish on this team really doing something this year is because of how many tight games they lost a year ago with Zach Wilson as the quarterback. And here we are, and they're still losing tight games. They're losing them in a different manner. But I just thought, you know, if Aaron Rodgers was 80% of what he was as you know, even 75% best year or so with the Green Bay Packers, that should be enough to bridge the gap and make the offense top 12, top 13, and then you have a defense that's top 10. That's a well-balanced team that, in a bad division, should make a lot of noise. And they're 2-4. So, I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
You know, I don't think the Jets are lacking playmakers.
I don't either.
Okay, so now they add another playmaker. Great, but they weren't lacking them to begin with. Oh, is Adams better than what they have? Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, he is. He is, definitely.
Okay, like, he shouldn't be better than Garrett Wilson, but Garrett Wilson is not taking those steps that we thought he was going to take to be a beast of a receiver. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's not there yet.
And
Adams is also a little bit on the decline.
Yep.
But still, let's say he's better than anything they have. Okay, marginal upgrade, but their major issues are offensive line play, inconsistency, lack of discipline, stupid penalties week after week, series after series, inconsistent defense, special team. Like, it's at coaching.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything. Well, I'm looking at this team and say glaring weakness. Well, they need, this is what they needed, the top wide receiver. Now they're fixed. No, it's everything else is a problem.
You know, the one thing about football, it doesn't work. We simplify it, but it's really never that simple. It's never, hey, you know, you get yourself one left tackle and everything. Now, a lot will change, but it's not like you go out there and you make a trade for Jalen Brunson and the entire fortunes of the Knicks just goes up 3, 4, 5 level. It's not like that. It's all interconnected. It's got to be woven in and deeply embedded within the culture and the playbook and just gelling. And every year it's 2 or 3 new old linemen. Every year it's, you know, it is a little shiftiness in the third, on the third level of the secondary, which means there's always miscommunication. And now there's some injuries. I think they got a little bit banged up last night. Yeah, I mean, if you are, you know, you've used the word before, and I fight back on it. I think today, here's where I'll meet you here. I will jump to your side of the street with this. If you're, even with the Adams acquisition,
right,
if you're a Jets fan today and you are without a morsel of reality and you still think that this thing's going to wind up the way where we thought it could, now I think you're delusional.
Well, yeah, at least have to acknowledge.
Can't say that now.
Yeah, exactly.
I just can't.
Yeah, at least have to acknowledge nothing about this team through 6 weeks and nothing about this team through the prior 100 years has shown you Super Bowl. So let's just take that off the table, because that was a conversation, realistic conversation by many,
yeah,
going into the
including
year.
Including the odds makers, by the way, right, which is something we all react to.
Right, of course. Now, does it mean that they can't win 10 games again into the postseason? Does it mean they can't win the division? No, it doesn't mean that, because the way the division is laid out,
uh-huh,
they still very well could, in fact, win the division. They still could get their season back on track by beating the Steelers. Now, if they lose that game, put a fork in them. But if they beat the Steelers, at least you could see that they could get to 4-4 because they happen to have the Patriots.
The Pats after that.
Yeah, so like, there's a way where you could say, okay, well, this team still could right the ship,
mm-hmm,
and become a postseason team. But let's acknowledge that those high hopes, the Super Bowl-bound Jets and the dream, like, nothing that we've seen through the first 6 weeks would indicate that at in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and one of the wins that they have up there, too, is against, you know, the second or third worst team in football behind the Panthers and maybe somebody else when they beat the Patriots. You know,
I mean, think about it.
It's just so...
Does a Super Bowl-winning team fire their head coach 5 weeks in? Is a Super Bowl-winning team 2-4 after 6 weeks? Like, think of all that's gone on. Do they have that many... Like, you could say that, okay, well, there are signs that this team's playing well, but they're missing this or that, and that'll take them to the next level. Nothing about this organization, this team, nothing about that gives you any reason to believe that they're going to get it straightened out and actually be a winning football team. Other teams are running circles around them. Maybe not in their division, but look around the league.
I'll take it a step further, because I think that this will really shine a light on just how dysfunctional and broken and convoluted the front office is, and how they just, their entire thought process. Think about this. So you can talk about Saleh being fired 5 games in, unconventional. Why'd you even bring him back? And you're 100% right. We've had that discussion.
Yeah.
But what team that functions well, okay, would strip away the play calling duties of the offensive coordinator and keep him in the building? That's all you need to know.
Great point.
That's it.
You fire him.
Just one team. Yeah. Mine. We're going to get back to the Jet stuff here. Breaking news, Devontae Adams, a Jet. He's in the building. And we'll get to the Yankees and the Mets in about 15 minutes, top of the hour. Rodon, complete opposite. He did that emotional switch, and he was awesome. But we'll get to baseball in a bit.
Woody Johnson said that they made the change, or he made the change, to start winning now. 0-1 so far. Maybe next week, Woody, you'll get that win.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? And you knew it was going to go one of two ways. And I got to tell you, Hoff, you weren't wrong. Like, when the Jets schedule came out, I was so pumped, because I'm like, let's go. The whole nation's going to get to see this. You know, all these primetime games and London, you know, yeah, Mondays, Thursdays, Sundays. Well, the flip side of that is you get to remain the nation's punching bag if they remain the Jets. And so far, they are still the Jets.
We'll do the schedule game a little bit later on.
Oh, yeah,
but you have the Steelers Sunday night again. You got the Texans in a couple of weeks on Thursday Night Football and Halloween. You got the Colts a few weeks after that.
Yeah,
on
Flacco
Sunday night
probably
football
throw
again
for 500 against them.
So the primetime, far from over.
Mm.
And now the Jets, that talented roster, they've gotten even more talented with Devontae Adams. Pablo is in Tampa. What's up, Pablo?
Morning, PC and Sal. Thank you, as always, for taking my call.
Got it, buddy.
Listen, lifelong Jet fan. I'm 62 years old. I've seen it all.
It's unbelievable. But, DT, I got to ask you something. You're not abandoning us, are you?
No, no, I'll never abandon post. I'll go down like, you know, the captain of the ship should. No worries about that.
So you'll
eventually
you'll be
drown,
the
yes.
Game Sunday night, right?
What's that?
You'll be watching Sunday night.
Of course.
You have the roast beef ready and all that other stuff, right?
Well, I'm not going to eat the roast beef and the mozzarella and the roasted red at 8:15 at night. I'm going to do something a little different. I'll get that early in the day. Oh, yeah, always. A little rice bowl.
I will tell you this. I still have faith in the team. I have faith in Aaron Rodgers turning this around. Now, as far as the coach, I hope going to start holding some of these players accountable.
Oh, yeah.
These penalties, it's just mind-boggling. You're on the offensive line. You know what the count is. The defense, with some of the stupid things they do, Clemson, I mean, it blows my freaking mind, man, I tell you.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, at the end of the first half, when he threw that Hail Mary, VP, I know you felt it. We were coming back.
100%.
Now, how'd that work out for you, Pablo?
Well, listen.
Yeah.
It didn't work out, unfortunately. Okay. But I still have faith. I'm riding Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
Hey, I will say, Pablo, all kidding aside, and thank you for the call. You should have faith in Aaron Rodgers because he's great. Rodgers, he's not. Now, he has been the problem at times. I thought he was bad in the Minnesota game game in London, a week ago. And, you know, the game against the Broncos, was he necessarily great? No. But Rodgers has the potential to still be great at times. The way he throws the football is unlike anything that we've seen, certainly in New York, in a very long time. So, yeah, there's reason to have some faith in Aaron Rodgers. But ultimately, I mean, come on. How could you believe? Rodgers has still been here. He's been healthy here for 6 weeks. They played 6 games. They've lost 4 of them. And the one that they won, BT, one of the ones that they won that wasn't against one of the worst teams in the league, if not the worst team in New England, was against the Titans, and they should have lost that one or could have lost that one and played sloppy football in that one.
They did. Yeah, I've said that many times. I was there, and it wasn't pretty, and they got a little lucky that Levis stinks. Otherwise, they'd have one win at this point. You know, they did look a little different in terms of what they were doing with the run and how they presented the run, and they ran the ball better. So, you know, and I thought Downing had, again, they lost, but Downing had energy. You could see him a couple times. He was fired up. Ulbrich was fired up. It's just, you know, today I said this to Sal as soon as we went to the last break. I'm thinking about this. Imagine if they would have won last night. They're tied for the division, and we wake up to the news that Devontae Adams is coming. I mean, now it's like it's at a frenzy that is very tough to control, that it would have been very fun to lean into, which you know that I would have. Instead, it's 2-4, and their percentages to win the division. I know it's early because they dropped down to like 15% instead of 53% that they would have won. If you're into the analytics, great. If not, whatever. But that's
so
just
losing,
a broad scope. If they would, since they lost,
I'm not sure about it. So losing hurt their percentage.
Well, yeah. But okay, listen, I know you hate this, but it does matter to an extent because they incorporate schedule, blah, blah, blah. 15%, it's down to where it would have been about 53-54%. They had the graphic last night if they would have won. It's immaterial now because they didn't. But now, instead of being pumped up and getting Adams' boy and here we go, going to Sunday Night Football off a win, it feels like, all right, from an owner's perspective, hey, let me placate the quarterback because he's pissed at Williams and let me placate the fans because we lost again.
3-3, first place.
Yeah. With
get
the Pats
Devontae
after
Adam.
That.
Yeah, you'd be on a whole different level right now.
I really would be. I would be.
Now, you can't abandon posts, as Pablo said.
No, I never
said.
Will.
Like, I'm on, after week two, whatever, I'm on a canoe out sailing away. You're like Jack hanging on to the broken chair that's still floating.
Well, yeah, I was going to say we're getting one of the dudes with the violins. Yeah. I'm going to play music till we really go down. Yeah, I'm still there. That's what I said. You know, I'm going to drown soon, but I'll go down with the ship. Always do.
Adam is in Yonkers. What's up, Adam?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. I just don't even know what to do anymore. I have a 5-month-old daughter. I cannot possibly raise her to be a Jets fan. She'd be miserable every single week. My wife thinks I'm a lunatic. I took all of her Jets gear and threw it in the garbage last week after
no,
I lost. I cannot.
Wow.
It's literally child abuse. How can I, in good faith, say, you know what? I want to make you miserable every single week. The team is going to break your heart every single week without fail. It's unbelievable. I almost don't even believe it anymore.
It's been consistent. You're right, Adam, and thank you for the call. At least, BT, Adam has a point. Like, you should know better by now. It's been consistent here.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Jets do.
They do. I mean, there's no pushing back on that. But it's the hope that, you know, the reward when it turns is unlike anything that any other fan base is going to experience. Now, We might not ever experience that, but that's what you hold out for. I can actually, you know, he mentioned his daughter, and my daughter's more Cowboys because of mommy, whatever, but she roots for the Jets. She wants daddy to
Colts
be happy.
Colts all in, though.
Oh, my God. I can, and you know, I look at my son as a winner, as a sports, as a winner, tough and into it. I could actually see him, like, transforming, at least pertaining to this, into a broken young boy.
Ooh, that's
and
not good.
It's killing me. But, you know, he's all in. Like, you know, he's like that. He's a little bit overly optimistic. But his highs are high and his lows with the Jets are low.
How could you do this to Colt?
Now I'm starting to hear him. I'm starting to hear him saying things like, you know, like, and my wife hates when we use these words, like, Jesus Christmas, come on. Like, I'm not going to drop F bombs in front of my kids like that.
Right, but now
he's starting to say that, and I could just see the whole early stage of the transformation. Hey, sorry, buddy. Sorry.
Hey, when he needs a little pick me up,
go watch the Yankees.
And
the Knicks,
or send him to YouTube and watch Daddy. Unkillable.
Yeah.
You'll regenerate. Give it a few hours. Charlie's calling from Beth Page. What's up, Charlie?
Fellas, good morning. Here's the first thing I had to say. Aaron Rodgers, I will never rob a bank with him because he'll sell you right out to the fence.
That is true.
I mean, he's a rat. Irrational.
He might be the worst teammate. Oh, that's terrible. That's the way we got to start off today. I mean, I'm shot. My voice, I didn't get home from the game until 2 o'clock last night. Four busloads of people from BK Sweeney's, 250 of us tailgating to go watch that game last night. And my God, I mean, can we make a field goal? We hit the uprights twice.
Doink.
I mean, my God, it couldn't get no worse. Don't they practice the wind? Now, it was windy there last night. I don't care. You're a professional kicker. You got to make those. You're getting paid to make those. I mean, the guy is a bum. Get rid of him. I'm so tired of moving people in and out with this team. My God, Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry can coach this team, and we'll still be the same old Jets. It's ridiculous what I got to see. Now, I'm going to go on a car ride on Saturday, drive out to Pittsburgh. I don't even want to go now. I don't even want to go to Pittsburgh next Sunday night. I cannot stomach this team anymore. It's brutal.
Don't go. Honestly, Charlie, don't go. They don't deserve it. What? Hey, they deserve following around the country to watch them? No. The crazy thing about Rodgers, and you're not wrong with this. So you think about week three, and you could say, oh, I really meant this. But he still did it. Pushed away his head coach after, like, visibly said, get away from me, dude.
I did not think that was a big deal at the time.
I did. And then last night, he throws his wide receiver under the bus. I mean, you're right. If you're looking to hold somebody up at the bank, I don't know if you want Rodgers in the getaway car.
Now, he has held himself accountable.
He did.
And I need to be better,
sure.
Or I suck today, the Denver game. I think he said that. But that was to me, how do you think that goes over in the locker room?
I think that he's got so much respect, and it's so in awe of his talents and who he is in the game that they tolerate it more than they would with somebody else.
I'm telling you, BT, I think it's worn thin. I think those guys look at him and think they're sick of the nonsense. All the attention he gets, the under-delivering, now throwing guys under the bus publicly. And he's done this before a little bit. He'll get on Breece Hall or say something about Garrett Wilson.
And he did it in Green Bay.
I don't think that those guys are taking too kindly to that.
You know, you might be right. You know, the only thing that I would say is, what are those guys doing to actually change the outcome? I mean, I can promise you Aaron Rodgers might be a diva. Aaron Rodgers might be a little too open with his emotions, even rolling the eyes. Like, you can see when the camera goes to him. I get it. I mean, if you slow-mo anything, like, even it's going to probably look worse. But you can always, you know, he throws his hands up. I mean, there's some visible frustration that I'm sure doesn't go over well in the locker room. Well, how about this? I promise you, if you catch the ball or run the right route or actually finish a run or don't get penalized, Aaron Rodgers will do none of that.
Right.
I promise you that.
And the one thing Rodgers has done that they haven't is win.
Correct.
The guy's been an MVP multiple times over.
Four-time
MVP and a Super Bowl winner. So if anybody could hold other guys accountable, it's him. But I'm not so sure they're taking it the right way. BT and Sal and the Fan will come back, get into some of the baseball, continue with your calls as well, 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.